This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. You know, last week it seemed, at least in front of the Senate, like it was open season on the Wells Fargo Bank.
So you haven't resigned, you haven't returned a single nickel of your personal earnings, you haven't fired a single senior executive.
$19.3 million.
Now that's good money.
It's not only too big to fail, but it's too big to manage, and it's too big to regulate.
You have done something that has never happened in the last 10 years and united this committee on a major topic.
It's gutless leadership.
Wells Fargo's CEO John Stumpf is back in Washington, D.C. today for a hearing before the House Financial Services Committee. As the broader realization of what his institution has done dawns on American consumers at large. This bank, which now serves one in three households and employs approximately one in 600 working Americans, allegedly pressured some of those employees to open multiple sham accounts for customers, creating as many as 2 million fee-paying rip-off accounts that just sat there delivering money into the coffers of Wells Fargo Bank. It's been fined $185 million for the alleged fraud. Stumpf himself has been fined approximately $41 million in stock awards. And among the 5,300 employees who've been fired, many of whom are now suing in class action cases. Yesterday, California's treasurer John Chung announced that the state was to suspend all business relationships with the bank for at least a year, citing Wells Fargo's, quote, venal abuse of its customers. We spoke with the California treasurer, who wanted listeners to understand that this is a very special and egregious form of bank criminality. Chung says that his action is an attempt to keep this kind of aggressive exploitation from becoming the norm in an increasingly electronic financial world.
The consumers who place their faith and trust in Wells Fargo to safeguard their monies, they expected strong financial advice as individuals were reaching out to them, talking about different opportunities. And the fact that at the very top of Wells Fargo, the way they handled their culture, Wells Fargo has had a storied history in California, but you saw what they did to their employees. They left them hanging. And the fact that you had leadership that didn't own up to its responsibilities. And as the state of California, we do a lot of business with Wells Fargo. We expect them to perform at the highest level, to bring forward their best integrity, to make sure that our reputation isn't at stake, that we know that we're going to get a sound product, and that we have a strong working relationship. And the fact that they left their consumers out hanging out to dry didn't portend well for all of us.
What do you say to individuals who would look at this and go, hey, fraud is fraud, and why are we making such a big deal about Wells Fargo? You know, it's the same whether you're just skimming money off some giant, you know, pool of capital versus skimming money out of the pockets of consumers. Why do these crimes seem particularly TV ready, shall we say?
Fraud is fraud, so I am not defending it in any sense, but people have to take on what has occurred to real people. The person who's trying to make their lives work, especially middle and low income individuals where they're undergoing tremendous economic struggle, trying to pay for their rent or their electricity bill or for a tank of gas, somebody needs to protect those $10, that $15, that the $50 in fees. And it shouldn't be done by people who are making a lot of money at their expense. So it needs to stop. I think people are incredibly infuriated and insulted by what had happened during the last global financial crisis. They wanted to see their partners, especially in the financial industry, where too many people are struggling, stand up for them. And that culture has unfortunately not turned around.
Finally, the price of that trust. The bank's been fined $185 million. John Stumpf apparently is docked $41 million in stock awards. 5,300 employees have been fired. You know, that's upwards of $230 million that Wells Fargo has had to pay. How much do you think your suspension costs Wells Fargo, approximately?
I don't have a hard amount because we don't know how much business they would have garnered in the future. But this is a huge and powerful statement to Wells Fargo and about Wells Fargo. And I think they're taking it seriously that we are the largest municipal issuer in this country. We are oftentimes the first mover. And so that if they want to reestablish to others, in part because people will build their lines of businesses based on doing business with the state of California, because they say the big mover in the market is California, that they're going to have to improve their practices. They're going to have to recognize the harms that they committed upon individuals, and that they are going to think about what they do to make sure that Wells Fargo reestablishes the reputation that they had in the past. This is California scale. This is big.
California State Treasurer John Chong joined us from Sacramento, California. Secretary, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.